CST Santa Rosa.
We're winding down. It's getting late, and I know you're getting tired. Put your to-do list aside. Did you get your laundry done this weekend, though? I'm so proud I got caught up on my laundry last weekend. Anyway, now is a chance for you to relax and unwind and share your stories from the heart.
Delilah, under a love sky, gonna be with you, and no one's gonna be around. If you think that you won't fall, we'll just wait until, the sun goes down. Underneath the starlight, there's a magical feeling so right. It will steal your heart tonight. You can try to resist, try to hide from my kiss, but you know.
Thanks for calling, Wayne. What can I do for you tonight?
Dedicate a song to my ex's fiancée, Karen.
Your ex-fiancée, Karen?
Yes.
What do you want to tell her?
That I'm sorry for everything. I love her with all my heart, and I would love to have another chance.
Okay. Why are you groveling?
Too many friends got involved, and I started being judged by her exes. And, you know, one thing led to another, and here I am.
So she gave you the boot?
Yes.
Well, if she gave you the boot and she allowed herself to be influenced by other people and to break up with someone that loves her, what does that say about her?
Low self-esteem, low respect for himself.
Right. She doesn't really have a backbone.
Right.
So if you reconciled with her and tried to have a relationship with her, what happens when her friend comes over and says, I don't like your husband or I don't like your boyfriend anymore?
I don't know. I can't answer that one. I really can't.
Yeah, you can. Because somebody who is a grown adult that allows other people to make their choices for them will always allow other people to make their choices for them.
I mean, you can convince your mind of that, but it's hard to convince your heart of that.
I know.
Especially when you felt that they were your soulmate and you love them with all your heart.
I get that. I'm just saying, it sounds to me like you are romanticizing about this person and thinking she's all that. And the reality is, if she were all that, she would be as stupid in love with you and as eager to start a life with you as you are with her.
I understand.
You know, I always say if I have to talk someone into being good to me or into being committed to me,
right.
I don't want to be with them because somebody else will talk them out of it.
I agree. But I mean...
But you want her back!
Yes, I do.
Now and then I think of when we were together. Like when you said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and it's an ache I still remember.
started to cry, but then remembered
It is officially time to turn off your brain, to hop off that Ferris wheel, if you will, to hop off that roller coaster ride, if you will, and to put your troubled thoughts aside. It's time to relax and unwind and just feel a sense of peace tonight. I know that Mondays are typically busy, 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 and you're getting back into the swing of things. But right now, why don't you try just setting all your thoughts aside and focusing on the ones you love, on being grateful, on developing an attitude of gratitude so that you can have a restful night. You're listening to Delilah, Sonoma County's one and only KZST. It's the perfect time to gear up and connect to quality candidates. And there's no better way to do that than through Indeed, the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Their interview tool helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right from your employer dashboard. Nix the hassles. Start hiring at Indeed.com/credit.
Easy Cater presents We've Got Your Back, Upstairs.
Backing you up.
So I order food on Easy Cater for a meeting with a new client in Jackson.
Gotta feed clients in Jackson.
On my way to the airport, it hits me. The client is actually in Jacksonville.
Feed clients in Jacksonville.
Oopsies. So I call Easy Cater. Nina picks up right away.
Gotta fix it for you.
She called me right back and said, you're all set.
Nina fixed the Jackson accident.
Jacksident? Easy Cater has your back with 24/7 support. Order at EasyCater.com and know.
We got your back.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-553-7157.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com.
Or call 800-553-7157. That's 800-553-7157.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
KCST.
I'm a lawyer, and I was a victim.
I'm a mom, and I'm still trying to undo the damage.
According to research from the Star Debit and ATM Network, one in six people are victims of identity theft. And the newest scam is phishing, spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, a deceptive way criminals lure people into giving out personal and financial information.
I'm in construction.
I'm a nurse.
I work with computers every day, and I was a victim.
I clicked on an email link that I thought was from my bank. It took me to a website that looked just like my bank.
The caller said he was from my mortgage company, and I believed him.
Be on guard. Treat unexpected requests for information with suspicion. Contact your trusted financial institution or other business directly if you suspect a request is not legitimate. Secure tools like your PIN number help keep your transactions safe. Don't give out your passwords and other private information to anyone fishing for it. Visit phishinginfo.org to learn more. A message from the National Consumers League.
If you've been a listener for a while, then you already know what KZST is all about. You're going to hear the biggest variety of music, and you're going to hear about the good things in life. Because KZST is all about Sonoma County, and KZST is all about you.
Hi, good evening. Is this Sandra?
Yes, it is.
Sandra, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to talk to you.
I'm glad you're here. I understand you're celebrating.
Yes, we just had our 13th wedding anniversary, and it was a lucky number 13.
What's your hubby's name?
My hubby's name is Basil.
Basil?
Yes, like the herb. But he's a precious herb.
Okay, tell me about your honey.
Well, he's just such a wonderful guy, and we've been through a lot together in the 13 years. We knew each other for actually 11 or 12 years before we ever dated. And we were just really good friends. And then, you know, something, the light bulb went on or whatever with both of us. The timing was right, and we ended up dating for only a year, and then we're engaged and married 3 months later. And he's very romantic, but he's a very traditional person, and I'm not a traditional person in the sense that I work outside the home. And, you know, we have a 9-year-old now, and he's very, a wonderful father. And he's just such a wonderful guy, and I just want to tell him how much I love him. And I think maybe I don't say I say I love him a lot, but I don't know that he appreciates how much I really do love him and appreciate him.
So we need to find a song that will magically sink through his heart and let him feel just what you're feeling and trying to communicate.
That's right. I mean, I tell him it a lot, but, you know, a song, we don't really have a song of our own. And so
wait a minute. You've made it 13 years married without a song that's your song?
That's right. We have.
See, that's just wrong, Sandra.
My son would tell you that our song should be I've Had a Bad Day. He loves that song.
Isn't that a fun little song?
It's such an upbeat song. I mean, for having a bad day, it really isn't. You know, we all sing it all the time. Every time it comes on the radio, we're like singing it together.
Where is the moment we need it the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me your blue skies fade to gray. Tell me your passion's gone away. And I don't need no care or none. You stand in the line just to hit a new look. You're faking a smile with the coffee to go. Tell me your life's been way off. You had a bad day. You take it one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know. You tell me don't lie. You work on a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day. The camera don't lie. You call me back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day. You had a bad day. Cause you had a bad.
Delilah is on KZST.